Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. So we've gone through the Elohein Neskalin, very long list, the 18 Neskalin that were mentioned in Perek Arba Mises Bezdin into Perek Mitzoy Remoyer. We had the Elohein Nisrofin, that's the way the Perek began. Haba Al Chamoisoy, and an Eshes Ish Bas Koyin Shezinsa, as the Torah says, Be'ish Tisaref. And now we have the Elohein Hanerogin. Zok the Mishnah of the Elohein Hanerogin. The following people were Chayiv Misas Bezdin, but specifically Misas Sayif, also known as Hereg. Hereg and Sayif are interchangeable. Haritzeach, if somebody kills somebody, so Haritzeach, Reuven kills Shimon, Bemezid, he's Chayiv Misa. Which Misa? Sayif. Va'anche Irani Dachas. And in Irani Dachas, that's Oved Avodah Zarah, they too would get Sayif. Zok the Mishnah, Haritzeach, Shikas Re'eu Be'evan Be'barzel, if Haritzeach hit his friend with an evan, a stone, oy bebarzel, or metal. Additionally, the kavash olav l'teichamayim, or if somebody dunked somebody else into water and he suffocated, he drowned, or into fire. Ve'ini yochel alis misham. Assuming that the person couldn't do something to get himself out of the water or out of the fire, umeis and he died. Chayiv. The halach is teretzeach is going to be chayiv. Doch foy l'teichamayim. If, however, he pushed him into the water, l'teichar into the fire, the yochel alis misham, and he was able to get out, umeis and he died. Potter. In that case, he's going to be potter. So the only time he's going to be chayiv is if he knocked him into the water in a way where he had no way of getting out. But let's say he had a way of getting out. He didn't get out, and he ended up dying. Even though the person that knocked him in technically is the one that set into motion what eventually was going to kill this person, but being that the person couldn't save himself, and he didn't, it's poshet that the person that pushed him in is not deemed a reitzeach, he's not going to be chayiv misas bezdin. Shisa b'yasa kelev, if somebody causes a dog to get really angry, and this dog then goes and kills somebody, shisa b'yasa nachash, or he did the same thing with a nachash, potter is going to be potter. Because even though, again, he caused this person to die, but it didn't happen directly, he only did something that caused it, in that case, he's going to be potter. In Nezakin, we know this as Groma ben Nezakin. And just like Groma ben Nezakin is potter, when it comes to ordinary Chosh and Mishpat, you see from here that Groma beritzicha is also going to be potter. L'may nafkemina, it could be you'll be chayiv b'dinei shemayim. As a matter of fact, you have to go through the Rashi, it's here in the sugya, but it could be that this potter is only b'dinei adam that you're going to be potter. But that's pashit, the b'dinei shemayim, you're going to be chayiv. Hishach b'yaz anachash. What if somebody took a snake and he took the snake, brought it to somebody, and now the snake bit someone? Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be chayev. The Chachamim poach him, and the Chachamim say you're going to be potter. Zok the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said that if you look in the parsha in the Torah that deals with Ritzicha, which is in Parshas Maseh, there's a diuk that you can make in the Pesukim. The Pesuk says as follows. Ve'im b'kli barzel hiko. If somebody hit somebody else with a keli that was metal, vayomois, and the person died, reitzeach, the one that hit him is a reitzeach, moisium asa reitzeach, he's chayiv miso. Which miso? We just said, tzayiv. Ve'im b'evan yad, asher yomos bo. What if he hit him with an evan, vayomois, and he died, again reitzeach, moisium asa reitzeach. Oy b'kli eitz yad, asher yomos bo. What if he hit him with wood? Vayomois, reitzeach, moisium asa reitzeach. So you have three psukim in the Torah. This is prime real estate. Three psukim in the Torah that say the same exact thing, with the nuance of what exactly was the object that the Ritzeach used to kill. Imbekli barzel hiko, that's Bamidbar Lamed Hei Pasuk Tezayin. The Imbe Evan Yad, that's Pasuk Yud Zayin. Oybekli Eitz Yad, that's Pasuk Yud Ches. But the Gemara says that Shmuel made a diak. Shmuel said that when the Torah talks about the Evan, it describes it as an Evan Yad. When the Torah talks about the Eitz, the wood, it describes it as Eitz Yad. But when the Torah talks about the barzel, it doesn't say barzel yad. The Imbekli barzel hiko. Now what's a yad? A handle. So it sounds like the stone had to have a handle. The wood had to have a handle, but the barzel didn't have to have a handle. Why? So Shmuel said, barzel it's coming to teach me a very important halacha, that the only time someone's chayiv for ritzicha is if he used a keli that we can assume had the ability to kill. It wasn't a loy shchiach or shaloy kederech hateva that this keli that this person used to hit his friend killed him. It has to be something that a reasonable person would say, yeah, I do believe that this rifle can probably kill somebody. Yes, we can all agree. This knife can probably kill somebody. And that's why the Torah says, yeah, the Evan had to have a handle, the Eitz had to have a handle. The emphasis is that it had an ability
to kill. But Barzel, the Torah is coming to say, is Mamus Bekolshu. All Barzel can kill. And you don't have to call in some independent group to do an assessment and say, could this have killed or could this not have killed? And that's the diuk of why the Torah doesn't say Yad, to tell me that we don't have to assess to see whether it's Tanya Nami Hachi, Rebbe Yoimir, Goli Yodulov named Isha Amavayoyoyoyoyoyoyoy. It was Goli Yodua Takodosh Baruch, which our Barzel name is Bekoshu. That Barzel can kill even Bekoshu, the Fichach Le Nitna Torah by Shiran. For that reason, there's no shear of how big or heavy the Barzel has to be. If somebody hits somebody with Barzel and he kills him, he's automatically given the Bichai Misa. But then you have to read the fine print. Says the Gemara, Vahani Mili the Barzel Nifris. This is only true if you use the Barzel to stab a person. But let's say you slap him in the face with a little bit of Barzel, so that's not Kidei Lahamis. The whole uniqueness of Barzel is that it has sharp edges, so a very small knife could also kill somebody. Rashi says if you hit him in the right place, if you know exactly where to pierce him, then he can die no matter how big it is. So that's true. There is a diak that Barzel is Mamus Bekolshu, but it's only the Barzel Nivriz if you use the sharpness of the Barzel. But if you use it as a regular blunt object to hit him, it's no different than an Evan, it's no different than an Eitz. And just like the Torah says, Evan Yad, Eitz Yad, it has to be Kitei Lahamis. Barzel would also have to be Kitei Lahamis. The next halacha of the Mishnah was, the Mishnah said that if somebody knocks somebody into Mayim or into Ar, Ve'in the Yochel Alas Misham, so let's pick the case of Mayim. So Reuven is standing on top of Shimon, he dunks him into a pool of water, and he's suffocating him. He's not letting him get out to the point that he dies. So the halach is he's chayev. Stating that, the Mishnah says, if dach v'yloteich ha'mayim, v'yochel alis misham, let's say you do the same exact thing, but if Shimon wanted, he could have gotten out. He didn't get out. So even though Reuven is the one who pushed him on the water, it doesn't matter. In that case, he's going to be potter, right? Pretty straightforward. But the Gemara makes a subtle diak in the Lashon HaMishnah. When the Mishnah said the case of kovash olav l'toich ha'mayim chayev, the Lashon HaMishnah was Kavash. The second case of the Mishnah, where you say Potter, is Dachvoy L'toich HaMayim. So, Freik the Gemara, why in the Reisha did we use the word Kavash and in the Sefer did we use the word Dachav? The point of distinction between the Reisha and the Sefer is very simple. Could the person have gotten out or could he have not gotten out? So, we could have been consistent with the terminology used in the Mishnah. We could have said Kavash in the Reisha and in the Sefer, or Dachaf in the Reisha and in the Sefer. Why Kavash in the Reisha, Dachaf in the Sefer? Zok the Gemara, Reisha, Revusa Kamash Malon, the Sefer, Revusa Kamash Malon. Reisha, Revusa Kamash Malon, the Reisha, Tchmi Chiddish, the Af, Agaf, the Lav, Iyu, Dachfoy, even if Reuven, who's the Ritzeach, didn't push Shimon into the water. He wasn't Dachaf. Shimon fell into the water by himself, or somebody else pushed him in. All he was Kavshay. What does Kavshay mean? He kept him underwater. But given the Ein Yochel Lalas Misham, being that he was Kavish him in a way that he had no way of getting at, Umeis, and he ultimately died, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Sefer Revusa Kamash, one of the safest teaching me a Chiddush, that Afa Gav the Dachvay, even though he did push him, but given the Yochel Lalas Misham, being that he could have gotten out, Umeis, even if he dies, Potter is going to be Potter. Zok the Gemara, Kavash Minol. What's the Makar? How do we know that if somebody doesn't kill somebody with an Evan or Barzel or Eitz, but all he does is he keeps him underwater to the point where he can't breathe anymore and dies, how do you know you're going to be chayiv? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Amar Kra, it's all the time from the Pasuk. Oy be'eva, l'rabbi yisiz ha'metzamtzin. Meaning the Gemara thinks that it's not so poshut that you should be chayiv for that. You need a Kra Yaseir. And the Kra Yaseir is in that same very parish, in Parashas Masei, but Midbar Lamedhei. So we spoke out before, Pasuk Tezayin, that talks about Kli Barzel. Yud Zayin, that's Be'evin Yad. Yud Ches, that's Oy be'kli Eitz Yad. So fast forward to Pasuk Chav Alev. Oy be'eva, he ko be'yodoy vayomois. Mois yumas hamaka, reitzeyachu. That word, Oy, if somebody just keeps somebody underwater, for that in and of itself, you're going to be chayav. Who gabbed? There was a person in the mitzvahs. The chayav Rabbi Shimshon. He took his friend's animals. So he wasn't a ritzach. He was a mazik. He took his friend's animals and he left it out in the sun for an extended period of time to the point to mesa that it died. So the Gemara says Ravina mechayev. Ravina said that he was chayav. Rav Acha b'Yav potter. Rav Acha b'Rav said potter. Ravina mechayev. Ravina said chayav kav chaymer. It's poshut. You're going to be chayav. Why? Learn it from our Mishnah. Umar ritzach madach ritzicha. We know Shaygik is not treated like a mezid, and Oynus is not treated like a Ratzoyim. If somebody kills b'mezid, he's Chayiv Saif. If somebody kills b'Shaygik, he goes to Golos. And still Chayiv by Yisam Mitzamtzeim. We learn out from Oy Be'eva that you Chayiv for Mitzamtzeim, the Zokin, which in a sense is more Chomer than Shvichas Damim. Sha'asobem Shaygik Kemein Zid Va'Oynus Kiratzen. That's the Alach of Adam Ud La'Olam. It's a Mishnah in Bava Kam. Adam Ud La'Olam. There's no halacha of chatzi nezek. There's no halacha of shoygig. There's no halacha of oynis. Adam is mur la'olam. Even if he does it b'shoygig, he does it b'oynis, he's always going to be chayiv. So you see a chumrah in regular chayshon mishpan, a regular nezakin, in a din shechayiv menas mitzansin. So it's pasha, you should be chayiv b'mitzansin. Stating that, there was a Amor that argued, Rav Acha Poyter, why? Amor Mesharshia, my time of the Abba, so Mesharshia apparently was Rav Acha by Rav's inical. So he said, my time of the Zayda, Rav Acha by Rav, Amor Krotz, learned that from the Pasuk, Mois Yumas HaMakar Ritzeach, that same Pasuk that says, Oy Be'eva, says Mois Yumas HaMakar Ritzeach, we learn from there, Ritzeach Hu Dechayiv Lam Mitzamtzim, it's only by Ritzeach that you're going to be Chayiv Lam Mitzamtzim, but by Nezokin, Loi Chayiv Lam Mitzamtzim, but by Nezokin, you're not going to be Chayiv for mitzamtzim. Exhale. So before we go weiter, and we're going to get into some Lamda Shigemara, it's not so hard, but Lamda Shigemara is just one leichte zach that's, I think, worth speaking out as it touched on something that we've seen many times here in Masechta Sanhedrin, and that is the laws of Erei Nidacha. So the Mishnah said, Ve'elu hein anerogin. Who's Chayiv Saif? Haritzeach, someone that's an ordinary Ritzeach. Va'anshi Erei Nidachas. The Anshi Erei Nidachas were also Chayiv Saif. And the emes is, if you think about it, it's a very big chiddush, because we know that Yochid over the Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Skila. Iranidachas, a city where the majority of the city was over the Avodah Zarah, they're Chayiv Saif. And everybody agrees that Skila is more Chamer than Saif. Skila is either the most Chamer or the second to most Chamer. Saif is either number three or number four. But Kula Amuloi Pligi, Skila is more Chamer than Saif. So if Skila is more Chamer than Saif, then it doesn't make sense. Yitziva Ba'ara V'giyara B'Shmei Shmaya. Or Yochid, that's why David Zarah is Chayiv Skila. And when the Rabbim does it, at first glance you would think it's more Chamer if the Rabbim does it. If the Rabbim's David Avodah Zarah, they're only going to be Chayiv Saif. And the truth is, the Gemara speaks out that you see a Chumra in Yochid over the Avodah Zarah, you see a Chumra in Rabbim over the Avodah Zarah. The Chumra in Yochid over the Avodah Zarah is the Yochid gets Skila. The Chumra Rabbi Oyvay the Zara is that the money was destroyed as well. Yachid Oyvay the Zara can keep all his bank accounts, he can keep everything. All we do is we kill him. His children will yarshin, but it's just. But Rabbi Oyvay the Zara has a chumrah. But Tzarech Bir, what's the pshat that a Yachid Oyvay the Zara gets skila and a Rabbi that's Oyvay the Zara gets zayef? So Luzi told me that he heard from Rabbi Savitsky, Rashiv and Tervadas. He was speaking and he said over from the Rashiv Rab Aaron, Zatzah, that Rab Aaron said once in the middle of Shir, he said, what's pshat that a rabbin that's Oved Avodah Zarah gets Saif, this kasha? And he said, you know what the reason is? Because if a rabbin is Oved Avodah Zarah, they didn't behave like Yidden. Yidden do Avera sometimes. A Yachad doesn't have Avera here, a Yachad doesn't have Avera there. But for an entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael to be Oved Avodah Zarah, lo shamanu v'lo ro'inu, that's un-Jewish. That's something that never should happen. And if they do it, they weren't acting like Yidden. You know, they were acting like Bnei Noach. And a Bnei Noach is always Nidim Messiah. That's why he's Nidim Messiah. It's not because the Aver is less Chomer. It's more Chomer. It's not less Chomer. But it's they behave like Bnei Noach because it's so un-Jewish what they did. It's for that reason. It's for that reason they get treated like Bnei Noach, and that's why they were Nidim Messiah. So I was thinking a tzushtal to that is that we spoke also recently a lot about the Baal Pa'ar, right? Baal Pa'ar was featured very prominently in the end of Perek Arba Mises Bezdin, and of course it's Pesukim in the Torah, and then the Parshas Balak into Parshas Pinchas, where Bilam realizes Ma'ekov leKabekel, he realizes he can't curse Klal Yisrael. He's not going to be able to take the Jews down through a klala. That's not working. So he went to Plan B. What was Plan B? He'll be machshel them aver. So he had the Benoy Smoyev come and be machshel the Yidden into Arayas. One thing led to another until eventually Vayitzomei Bnei Yisrael the Baal Par. They ended up doing Baal Par. But if you read the Psukim, it's a rabbim. It's a big chunk of Klal Yisrael that when Nichshel. That were nichshol in the Bnei Smayev. And I saw the Heilige Chassam Sofer asks, says he doesn't understand. You don't find ever in history that such a large percentage of the Jewish nation together as a tzibur should be nichshol and arayis. Yeah, Yidden were always nichshol and arayis. Talmud Bavli is full with it. There's only Seder Noshim that deals a lot with that. But that a tzibur, an entire tzibur should be nichshol and arayis, where do you find such a thing? And the Chassam Sofer says a dover nifla admoid. He says, we know the Rambam says in the Moira that what's the purpose of the mitzvah mila? To be machlish to koyach hatayva. That's what it's about. Says the Chassam Sofer, the reason you don't find ever that Yidden as a tzibur were nichshol in arayas is because the Yidden are mehulim. And because they're mehulim, they have the shmira, the bris, they have a, this
achlosho in the Kaycha Taiva, and that's why it never brings to this Avera. But there was one time in history, says the Chassam Sofer, where Klai Yisrael were Arelim, they weren't Mohulim, and that was in the Midbar. Because in the Midbar there was no Ruach Tzfoinis, the Gemara Perakar, and they couldn't do Bris Milah. So being that they couldn't do Bris Milah, they were Arelim. This is the year 40 years into the Midbar already. Being that they couldn't do Bris Milah, the one time in history where Klai Yisrael were Arelim, that's why you talk upon that they were Nichshon Arayis. They didn't have the Shmir of Bris Milah, that's why this is the one time that you find that. Either way, we now turn our attention to some Lamdish Gemaras. Amar Rava. Rava said, so again, the Mishnah is discussing different types of Ritzicha, different types of Shvichas Davim. So the Mishnah gave a few examples. The Mishnah said, or if he didn't hit him with an Evan, he didn't hit him with a Barzal, but rather he dunked him into the water, even if he's not the one that pushed him into the water, the Gemara says. He just left him underwater for an extended period of time. Even that in itself, you're going to be chayv. If, however, he only did something to cause him to die, such as he incited an animal to get excited over him or something like that, you'll be potter. He said, maybe chai medine shemayim, but medine yodim, certainly you're going to be potter. So Amar Rava, Rava said, kofsoi umes, if somebody locked somebody up, he tied him down, and as a result, the person starved to death. He had no access to food, he had no access to water, he ended up dying. Potter, talocha is, said Rava, you're going to be potter. Big chiddush. So even though you tied this person down, so technically it sounds like you caused them to die, it doesn't matter. The halacha is going to be pot. Now again, chayim b'dinei shemayim, Rashi says. Because at the end of the day, you're still a grama. And just like grama ben azokin is chayim b'dinei shemayim, grama beritzich is also going to be chayim b'dinei shemayim. But as it relates to dinei yadam, you're going to be pot. V'amar Rava, Rava said, kofsei b'chama, if somebody tied somebody down in the sun, and he ended up dying from heat, I guess that's dehydration, Betzino, or if he did the same thing to somebody in the cold, umeis and he died, chayev, but then you're going to be chayev. Soif chamo lovoi, let's say you tied somebody down in a place where there's no sun now, but the sun is going to come. Soif tzino lovoi, you tied someone down where it's not very cold, but winter's coming, and it's soon going to be cold, potter. In those cases, you're going to be potter. So Rava said three halachas. Rava said, if somebody blacks somebody down, and the guy dies berav, out of hunger, potter. The same is true if somebody ties somebody down in a place where there's no sun, and then the sun comes later and he dies because of the chama, potter. Or if later it gets really cold and he dies machmas the tzina, again you're going to be potter. If you tied him down in a place where the sun was there then, or the tzina was there then and he dies, you're going to be chayiv. What's the difference? Zok Rashi, kofsa yumeis birov, the bishosha kofsa inkan dvar hariva. The reason you're potter in the first case, and in the latter cases, is because when a person dies from starvation, the starvation that killed the person wasn't there at the time that he was locked down. So Rashi, v'harov b'me elov, v'hoylech v'chazak v'akras man kol shom. V'loidomi l'tzimtzein b'mayim u'ba'ur de'ahoyrek mezumen. So the difference is that if you tied somebody down and that person ended up dying, and the dvar hariga, the thing that killed, was present at the time that you did your ma'isa of locking this person down, then we say, Allah is going to be chay. If, however, that thing wasn't here, then you're going to be potter. So if the person died from starvation, the starvation that killed the person wasn't there at the time that you locked him down. Even if the starvation wasn't there, you're going to be potter. In a case where you lock him down in the sun or in the tzina, and the sun and the tzina are there, you're going to be chayv. If the sun wasn't there yet, it's only seifa chama lovay, and the tzina wasn't there, it's only seifa lovay, in that case, you're going to be potter. Amar Rava. Rava said, kofsa lefnei ari, if somebody ties somebody down in front of a lion, potter. Why is he potter? You tie him down in front of a lion? Why is he potter? Zok Rashi, the inami loy hayo kofas, because even if the person wasn't tied down, loy hayo hachalatsu min ari, he wouldn't have been able to save himself. The assumption is that the ari was going to get him regardless. So you may have expedited the process a little bit, made it a little bit less interesting, but at the same time, this person was going to die. So you didn't cause him to die. Being that you didn't cause him to die, you're going to be potter. Lefnei yetushim, let's say you do it however in front of yetushim, gnats, bugs, whatever. Chayev, you're going to be chayev. Because the assumption is you could have gotten away. So being that you could have gotten away, it comes that you're the one that caused him to die. And the yetushim are present. They're present. So it's like tying them down in the sun, tying them down in the tzina. in the water, in the fire, the halacha is, you're going to be chayv. Vashu, Mashu, he says, afilu lefnei yitushin nami potter. Even if you're tying down in front of yitushin, you're also going to be potter, because hani ozli v'hanu osi. Rashi, it's not possible that the yitushin that are there right then could kill him. So it must be other yitushin are going to come. And the other yitushin weren't there at the time that you tied him down. So that's like soifa chama lovoi, soifa tzino lovoi. It's not there right now. It's only going to come. It's like rav. It's like hunger. Where the hunger that killed isn't here right now, it's for that reason you're going to be potter. So what's the rule of thumb? The rule of thumb is, the dvar harigo, you tied a person, you didn't kill him. You didn't stab him. You didn't put a bullet in his head. You just tied him down. And eventually the person died because of the fact that you tied him down. So is he chayiv or is he potter? It depends. Now, Grama Rashi says, of course. Of course you're going to be chayiv for it. It's no different than Grama ben Azakin. But the question, you're going to be chayiv medine yada. Could you give this person mises bezdin? It depends. What killed him? And we have to then determine that thing that killed him. Was it present at the time that you locked the person down? Or was it not present at the time that you locked them down? So for example, if he died because of hunger, the hunger we assume wasn't there at the time, even though it could be he started getting hungry, but it wasn't really fully present in the intense way that would be required in order to kill this person, and therefore you're going to be potter. If he died machmas chama and tzina, if the chama and the tzina were already there, again, you're going to be chayv. If the cham and the tzino were not there, then you're going to be potter. Itmar, another halacha, kofa olav gigas. So if somebody would take a gigas, as in kofa leim harki gigas. So if somebody was kofa olav gigas, he took a barrel and he put it on top of somebody and he suffocated to death. Upara olav mazeva. Or if somebody was sleeping, Rashi says, and you made a little crack, a little pierce in the roof, it caused really cold weather to come in, and the person died because of the cold. So we're not sure who said chayv, who said potter. But the Gemara says it's mistaber that Rava was the one that said potter. Because Rava said, if somebody ties somebody else down, and the person dies because of hunger, potter. So what do you see from there? You see that a person is potter, bechai gavno, where the dvar harigo was not present at that time. So l'chur, the same thing should be with regards to the gigas and the maziva. We should assume that when you were kof all of kigigas, the person suffocated to death, but the cause of death wasn't present at the time. And the same thing with the tzina by the maziva, we should assume that it wasn't present at the time, and it's for that reason you're going to be potter. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, right? Tzina's like Soifat Tzina Lovoi, where Rava said potter, and Gigas is like Soifat Chama Lovoi, or it's like Rav, where it's not present at the time. Again, these are very subtle svaras. This is real first aid material. These are very subtle svaras, but the bottom line is, the Gemara is saying that just like Rava holds, that by Rav, and by Soifat Chama Lovoi, and by Soifat Tzina Lovoi, it's not considered present right now, and it's for that reason you're potter. So if one person said potter, it's probably Rava, because Rava is the one that said that chiddish, that even though you tied the person down, and you definitely caused them to die, but we have to assess, is the Dvar HaRiga here, or is the Dvar HaRiga not here? But the Gemara says, that just like you have a Rava somewhere that seems to support the Tzad Potter, Adarabo. This time the Rabbi said, Rudama Potter. I have a Rabbi Zeir also. Dom Rabbi Zeir said, Hi, man, I will have a base of the Shisha. If somebody brings his friend into a house that was made out of marble, and base of the Shisha in halacha has significance because it's considered to be airtight, that there's no way for a person really to breathe. So what happens is, if you have anything there that will cause a person difficulty breathing, eventually he's just going to die. And usually, just in it by itself, the person, if he stayed in a base of the shisha, so he can't breathe properly, eventually he's going to end up dying. But listen to what Abzeir said. If somebody ties his friend down in a base of the shisha, va'ad likleh shiraga, this is the important part of Abzeir's halacha, and he lights a fire, umeis, and he dies because of the shiraga, so he's locked down, he has no way of getting out. And now the hevel that comes from the shiraga, from this light, ends up killing him, the halacha is chayv. So the Gemara idea, time it, adak le shraga. It sounds like the only reason he's chayv is because he was madak a shraga. Holoi adak le shraga. But if he wouldn't have lit this fire, loy, he would be potter. Why would he be potter? Must be. Wasn't the person going to die anyways? He was anyways going to die, machmas the hevel of the base of the shisha. The Torah says you have to say that the hevel of the base of the shisha is like chama and sina, where it's not present right now, where it's seifa chama lavoi. It's Seifat Sino Lavoi, and for that reason you're potter. In other words, Reb Zeir also holds of Rava's Chiddush. Reb Zeir holds of the same Chiddush of Rava, that the only time you're Chayiv, if you tie somebody down, is if the Dvar Hariga is present. But if it's not present, you're going to be potter. Rava said it explicitly. Rava said that if somebody ties someone down in an area where there's no Cham and Sino, and then Seifat Chama Lavoi, Seifat Sino Lavoi ends up dying, he's going to be potter. Reb Zeir said it sort of in the reverse. Reb Zeir said a case where there was a bias to Shisha, which we know is a place that Seif HaHevel Lavoi,
eventually this person's going to die because the hevel is going to come. He tied him down and he lit a fire, then he's chayv. Had he not lit the fire, he would have been potter. I say if I have a lover, the Teretz says, if I have a lover, he is potter. So essentially, Reb Zera said the same thing Rava said it, in different words. But they both said the same halacha. So if you have a machlokes now between Rava and Reb Zera regarding a case that the Gemara thinks is similar to Seifa Cham Alavai and Seifa Tzim Alavai, and one said Potter, one says Chayev. I don't know who said Potter and who said Chayev. Because I have a raya that Rava would be the one that said Potter. Seifa Cham Alavai, Seifa Tzim Alavai, Rava said Potter. And Luchura, I also have a raya that Reb Zera would say Potter. Because Reb Zera said a case of Seifa Heva Alavai in the Bayis Teshisha, the only time you'll ever be Chayev for lacking a person and a bias of the shisha is adlik leishraga. But if you are an adlik leishraga, then you're going to be chayef. So how do you know Rav is the one that said potter any more than you know the Reb Zeir is the one that said potter? I'm nizach the Gemara. No, hasam, there is a distinction, another subtlety. Hasam b'leishraga le'maskel hevla b'shaite. In the case of the bias of the shisha, the hevel that was going to kill was not here now at all. But hacha b'leishraga nami maskel hevel b'shaite. Over here, even without the fire, you have a little bit of hevel right now. Meaning, Rava said two cases, potter. Rava said that you're going to be potter if you're kafsay you meis berav, and Rava said you're going to be potter if you are kafsay and seif acham alavay and seif atzin alavay. It's a subtlety, but you have to chap this. The difference is, seif acham alavay, seif atzin alavay, there's no chama now at all. There's no tzina now at all. The chama and the tzina do not exist, period. It's simply not here. That's more pashut that you're going to be potter, because the dvar riga is enoi ba'olam klal. It's not here. It's going to come. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. There's no sun. The sun's going to come up, and it's going to get really hot towards the afternoon. Eventually, the person's going to die. But right now, there's no chama at all. There's zero chama. That, Rava said, is potter. But Rava took it a step further. Rava said, kafsay umeis berav is also potter. Rav is considered a little bit different. Because Rav, right this second, the person's not eating already. So right this second, there's a miktas of Rav. Being that there's a miktas of Rav, you can argue that the dvar ariga really is here. Because right now the person doesn't have food. Right now he's hungry. It's true, the Rav is going to intensify and it's going to get to the point that it's going to kill the person. Right now it's not killing him. But the Rav is here. It's just not here with enough intensity to be able to kill. Rav said you're going to be potter in that case as well. So Rav really said, Aloizu Afsu. He said, Tuchadushim. He said that you're going to be potter, Seif HaChamav, Seif HaTzino, where there's no sun, there's no tzina, the dvar riga is not ba'olam klal. He also said kafsei umeis berav, where the rav is ba'olam, but it's just not here with enough intensity. In both cases, you're going to be potter. What did Reb Zeira say? Reb Zeira said that if somebody puts somebody in a base of the shisha, the adlik leishraga is going to be chayv. And the deek was only adlik leishraga. Without the shraga, you're going to be potter. And what was the Gemara's deik? The Gemara's deik was, man of shakhtav, that person's going to die. Even if he wasn't out, he could have said a more pashta case. He locked him in the base of the shisha. Eventually, the hevel's going to kill him. Yeah, but that hevel's not ba'olam at all. That hevel's like the chama and the tzina. That's soifei lovoi. So I mean that it's like the chama and the tzina, that's soifei lovoi. All you see from here is the lesser chiddush. You don't say the bigger chiddush. What was the case that Rav and Reb Zeira were arguing? Kafa all of gigas, upar all of mazeva. Over there, as soon as you put the gigas on top of him, there's already a little bit of hevel. As soon as you puncture the mazeva, there's already a little bit of tzino. So that's similar to the bigger chiddush that Rava said. And the only one you see that said that chiddush is Rava. You don't find anywhere that Reb Zeira is the one that said that chiddush. Therefore, the Gemara said, Testayim, the Rava is the one that said potter. Rava is the one that said that even if there's a miktas of the Dvar Hariga here right now, such as by Kafsa Yomeis Barav, you're potter. So the same thing will be by Kafa all of Gigas, and the same thing will be true by Parala Mazeva. Reb Zeira Takis said that in a Bais of the Shimsha, where it's Seifa have a lover, you're going to be potter. And from there you can spar that Reb Zeira would also hold Seifa Cham a lover, Seifa Tzin a lover, you're going to be potter. But as it relates to all of Gigas or Parala Mazeva, in those two cases, with the Dvar Rigas a little bit Ba'olam, it could be Reb Zeira would have never said his halach. Either way, Simin, Sulam, Tris, Samonim, Bekoisel, Amar Rav, Adach, Vilabar. If somebody pushes somebody into a pit, Vesulam, Babar, and there was a ladder in the pit, which means the person could have saved himself, could have climbed the ladder, and he couldn't gotten out. But somebody else came, and he removed the ladder. Vafilu hukad the Vesulka, even if he himself is the one that removed the ladder. Potter. Again, Potter Medine Adam, you'll be a grummel, but you're going to be Potter Medine Adam. Why? The Be'idno de Shadye, Yachal Alesu. Because at the time that he threw him into the pit, at the time that the Meister Ritzicha, so to speak, was done. It wasn't a Meiser Ritzicha. Because at that time there was a Sulam, the person could have gotten out. So if the Meiser wasn't a Meiser Ritzicha, the same person maybe went and he removed the ladder, but you have to bifurcate the two parts of the story. You know how you spell bifurcate? So it's two different parts of the story. So the throwing him in is one thing, the removing the sulam is another thing. And the fact that it was done by the same person, that's irrelevant. Lamaisa, when you threw him in at that time, he could have gotten out. So whether somebody else came and removed the sulam, or he himself is the one that removed the sulam, in either case, he's going to be potter. Amar Rava said, Zarek, by chet, if somebody threw a chet, an arrow at somebody, and the person was holding a tris, he was holding a shield, ubach, and somebody else came venotle, and he took the tris, and naturally, boom, he got nailed by the chet, and he died. Or even if he himself went and he removed the tris, Potter, same halacha. The beidno de shadiye be, because at the time that he threw the arrow, mifsik piske gire, at that time it couldn't have killed. So the mice is nothing. I removing the tris, that's a grama. The man of shach, you're going to be potter. And again, even if it's the same person that did both, it doesn't matter. The mice is the only thing he can be chayev for ritzicha. And at the time of the mice, it wasn't a mice shvichas dav. Another halacha. Zarat b'cheit. If somebody throws an arrow at somebody, v'samana b'yadis. He's not holding a shield, but he is holding the medication that he will need to save his life. Ubachar, somebody came. Upisron, he took away the medicine. He destroyed it. Even if he himself is the one that did it, Potter, the halacha is again, he's going to be Potter. Because at that time, even though he wasn't protected with a tris, something physical, but he had a way to make himself not die. So the Meisah Shvichas Damim, Heisnesh Kaim Meisah Shvichas Damim. Aye, afterwards, somebody else came and caused him to die. That's a Meisah Grom. And again, even if he himself did it, it doesn't matter. You're going to be put. Rav Ashi. It's Rav Ashi heard what Rav said, and he took it a step further. Hilka, Chafilu Samonim Bishuk. Even if the person wasn't holding the Samonim, but he can go to the pharmacy, and he can get the medication that he needs. Even then, the halach is going to be, you're going to be potter. Omali Rav Achabreder over the Rav Ashi. Nizam Loi Samonim Mao. What would be Azah Patent? What would be if at the time that the person threw the arrow, he didn't have any samanim. So at that second, technically, he was going to die. But apparently, this is flying in slow motion. Something happened where now, all of a sudden, he's able to get samanim. So the question is, and then afterwards, he dies. So, what's that? Meaning, he didn't actually get the samanim, but he technically could have gotten them. Rashi says, right? Do you say, what's the shayla? There was a time where you could have gotten the samanim. See, even though at the time of the zrika sachets there were no samanim, but a moment later there was going to be samanim. So we don't look at what happened at the shas hazrika, being that there was a period of time where this person who threw the chetz could have gotten bailed out because all he had to do was buy samanim. So now all of a sudden you're going to be potter. Iduma kibin the b'shas zrika lehav samanim mechayev da hamakas mavesu. Could be here it's different because here if you want to look at the shas maisa zrika at that time it would have killed him, and the maisa the person ended up dying. So you have everything that you need. Reuven killed Shimon, and Reuven did a maisa that at the time that he did the maisa was b'kayich to kill Shimon. Now it's true there was an interim period where something happened where Shimon maybe could have done something to save his life. He didn't do it. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, either way you look at it, you should be chay. If you want to look at it mitzad the fact that you caused him to die, you caused him to die. You're going to tell me it's grama. I don't think this is grama, says the Gemara, because the maisa, I did a maisa that eventually caused you to die. And at the time of the maisa,
what was that case? You guys threw him into the water. Obviously, the etz and the mice was something that could kill the person. Otherwise, it would have been the trial. That's why I understood the Mishnah. Tev says, yeah, Tev says, you could get up.
Right, and so it wasn't to kill him. We say, but you can get out.
No, but no, he knew that when he threw
it. But I think, right. That you'll have to say that. The Mishnah's talking about where at the time that he was thrown out, he could have easily gotten out. That's what you have to say. Zokti Gemara, Omalei. So again, Rav Acha Brei de Rava asked Rav Ashi the Shaila, and what did Rav Ashi tell him? Hare Yotza Mi Bezdin Zakai. He's telling a very interesting answer. Zok Rashi Koloimar. Whenever Rashi says Koloimar, means he doesn't. He's bothered. He's struggling with Pashim Shad in the Gemara. Koloimar Hayol the Koydim Omdoi Bedin Matzu Loischus Ein Lanu L'Chayev. Being that it was Atzad, there was a time where you could have found a schus for this person before the Hamad Bedin. What does that mean? There was an interim period where technically this person could have saved his life so that he would have deemed the Maiser Ritzicha not to be a Maiser Ritzicha anymore. For that reason, he's going to be Potter. And the truth is, the Rav Ashi Svara is something that the Gemara is going to discuss in length tomorrow's daf. So we'll pick up on this Svara again in tomorrow's daf. Oh, my Rav, Rav said another halacha. Zorak Tzor Bekoisel. If somebody throws a rock against the wall, the Chazor Lachayrel, and the rock ricocheted off the wall, it went backwards, the hargan had killed somebody. Halach is chayiv. He's going to be chayiv. Meaning, even though he didn't hit him directly, he hit him off the wall, doesn't matter, he's still going to be chayiv. Tana tuna. So Rava said this, Rava was an amir, but the emesis is a furish of Braisa. Braisa says, going elu ha-mesachkin bekador, people that used to play with the ball. Shahargu b'meisit, they killed somebody, b'meisit. So these are ball players who killed somebody, b'meisit. The halach is nerogin, yechayiv miso. B'shoigig, if you kill somebody, b'shoigig, goylin, you go to Golis. Zok to Gemara, b'shoigig, goylin, pshita. B'shoigig, you go to Golis, that's pashit. Two people are playing ball, and somebody kills somebody, b'shoigig, what's the chiddush that he goes to Golis? Zok to Gemara, b'meisit, nerogin, estrichle. The chiddush is not that you go to Golis if you kill somebody, b'shoigig. The chiddush is that you chayiv miso if you kill somebody, b'meisit. Why is that a chiddush? Me aimer the hadrit. The Gemara says that in this case, where somebody killed somebody, whether it was a ball or whether it was a rock, you threw it against the wall and you ended up killing somebody. There's a tzad to say that he's potter because in order to be chayiv misas bezin, you would have had to been warned before. And we know there's a halacha. It's a big machlokes in Shas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, machlokes Tanoim, Amiram, Makas Taf Tazvav. This is one of the big machlokes in Shas. Hasra Safik, Shmei Hasra, Uloi Shmei Hasra. Meaning, if someone's about to do a maisa, and it's a suffix whether he's going to be over Nisa Dei Raisa, so he's not going to be over Nisa Dei Raisa. Are you doing something for which you chayv Misa? You're not doing something for which you chayv Misa. And somebody else gives you Hasra. Is it a good Hasra? Now, could be Hasra is only a Hasra if it was clear to the Masrin that the person that's getting the Hasra, that's about to do the Aver, is for sure going to do an Aver for which he's chayv Misa. But if there's a suffix, maybe not. So there's a tzad Hasra, suffix loy shmei Hasra. Says the Gemara that it could be if you kill somebody by throwing something off a wall, it's always deemed Hasra, suffix. Because who's to say that you have perfect aim, that you're going to be able to throw it off the wall and be mechaven that it's going to hit the person in a way where he's actually going to die? Says the Gemara, no, kamash malon. There are people that know how to do this. And being that there are people that know how to do it, it's not going to be Hasra, suffix. It's for that reason you're going to be chayv. Zok the Gemara, on this note, Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Kameda Rav Avo. So again, Me'inyan Le'inyan. Could go in Elo HaMesachim Mekador. There were people that used to play ball. Shahargu, that killed. So Toichar Ba'amo is Potter. If they kill Toichar Ba'amo, they're going to be Potter. Chutzla Arba'amo, if they kill outside of Arba'amo, Chayev, they're going to be Chayev. So what kind of sport exactly are we talking about? So for this, we have to see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Could go in Elo HaMesachim Mekador Shahargu. There were people that used to play ball. And somebody killed somebody. Regilim tinoikos, Rashi says kids, lahakos hakador bekoisel. They would take a ball, they would throw it against the wall, bekoyach, as hard as they can, kidei shetachsel acharei harbe, so it should go really far backwards in the other direction. Well, achash zoyrek, so what was the sport? So the sport was that after you would throw it, the person, so Reuven and Shimon are playing, right? So Reuven throws the ball against the wall, Shimon is supposed to get the ball and throw it at Reuven. Nail him, and that's how he wins. So naturally, if you're Reuven, you're going to take the ball, you're going to throw it, and the second you throw it, you're going to run for your life. Not only are you going to run for your life, you're going to make sure you throw it as hard as you possibly can against the wall, so it's going to go really far. So Shimon's going to have to go fetch the ball to give you an opportunity to leave. What happened was, this is a dangerous sport, so Reuven threw the ball, and it hit Shimon in the head, and boom, and it killed him. So the shaila is, are you going to be chayv, or are you going to be potter? Tony Raft Tachlifer Bar Marova Kamed Rabbo Kugain Elo Amasach. You got a 15-yard penalty, that's for sure. But what's that? So let's see. That if it went within Arba Amos, you're Potter. Chutzla Arba Amos, if it went outside of Arba Amos, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Now, it's a machlokes rishonim how to learn the Gemara. We're going to take Rashi's pshat because it's the easier pshat and it answers Dovi's kasha. We're not handling mezid, so nobody's getting killed over here. Well, I mean, someone's dying, but no one's going to be chayiv misa. We're handling shoygig. So the whole shail over here is whether you consider a ritzech b'shoygig or you're not considered a ritzech b'shoygig. But that's pashat that you're not going to be chayiv misa. So the bottom line is this. If Reuven threw the ball against the wall, it hit Shimon in the head, Shimon died. So if Shimon was within Dalet Amis of the wall, Reuven's going to be potter. If he was outside of Dalet Amis, he's going to be chayiv. Amalei Rav Yindel Rav Asher, hey Chidami, what's going on over here? I don't know, what does it have to do with Dalet Amis or not? Monavshach. Idikon Nichalei, Afilu Portanami. And Idoloi Nichalei, Afilu Tuvanami Loi. Really what it should depend on is what was Reuven thinking? Was Reuven trying to throw it within Dalet Amis? So he had some level of das to do what he did. Now, he didn't have a mind to kill the person, so he's only a Ritzeach B'Shoigig, but even if he's within the Dalet Amis, he should be chayiv. And if he had in mind to throw it within Dalet Amis, And not further than even if he's outside the Dalai Lama, he should be potter. So what does that have to do with Dalai Lama Sana? Really, what it should depend on is what he was thinking. Was he trying to throw it where it should fall within Dalai Lama's, or was he trying to throw in a way that it was going to fall outside of Dalai Lama's? Zok de Gemara Amale. So he told him, you know why you're asking the Shaila? Because you never played the sport. Stam misachkim bekada. When people play this sport, the Azli Tfei Menach Nichale, they're trying to throw it as far as they can, like Rashi explained. Because when this guy gets the ball, he's going after your head. So you try running as fast as you can. Therefore, you're going to throw it as far as you can as well. So therefore, the assumption always is that if it went outside of Dalet Amos, that's Mistaber what was Nichale. So if that's Mistaber what was Nichale, it's for that reason that outside of Dalet Amos, you're going to be Chayef. If it goes within Dalet Amos, it's Mistaber that wasn't Nichale. And for that reason, you're going to be Potter. But Anachanami, you have to know exactly what the person was thinking. We're just using Dalai Lama as a rule of thumb, as a generalization, because the umdan is that when a person plays this game, he usually tries to make sure the ball goes more than Dalai Lama said. Either way, very interesting halacha over here. So you don't find sports mentioned very often in the Talmud Bavli. So this is a sport that apparently people used to play. And the Gemara discusses if somebody got hurt, someone was injured. Somebody got injured while playing sports. So the person that injured, and this is Shvichas Dabim, it's not just a concussion. I mean, this is real Shvichas Dabim. So this person that hit the other person, is it going to be Chayiv? Go, it's not, somebody's trying to say that the Shaila over here is going to be Chayiv Misas Bezdin. It's the Shaila of Sayif over here. But the bottom line is injury during sports. Yechayiv Apotem. So I ask you, halacha l'maisa today, if two people are playing basketball, tackle football, they're playing sports, and one person hits the other person. It happens in the context of the sport that they were playing. Are you going to be chayif? Or are you going to be potter? Right, very simple. You go for a rebound, your elbow hits somebody, he breaks his glasses. Or you hit the person. Chayif or potter. So, believe it or not, it's a mefurash halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's an open shot halacha. Schwarz and weiß mechaber. It's a choshe mishpat, simin tof chof aleph. The mechaber says, shnayim shenis afku yacha. There were two people that were wrestling. The hat cut hippel chaver la'arif, and one person knocked his friend to the ground. V'nafal olav, he fell on him. V'sima es einoy, and he caused him to be blind. Potter says the mechaber is potter. He's not going to be chayef, even though he's a mazik, and even though ordinarily adam ur ba'olam ben shaygik ben mezid ben oynas ben rotsin, it doesn't matter. In this case, the halacha is going to be that if they were playing some sport, they were wrestling, he knocked them down. The halacha is he's going to be potter. Says the sma. What's the makar to this mechaber? The mechaber is a chuvasar. Chuvas HaRosh. The Rosh was asked the Shaila in a Chuvah, and the Rosh paskin potter. And the Rosh gave a reason for it. The Rosh said, you know what, you potter? Because it's understood, I'll read you the Sma. Tam HaDover, kivan this, afku shneim beratzen, being that both people went into this fight knowingly. V'cholechad, and each person, daitoy hoyo lahapel chavera. Each person was trying to knock his friend down. V'cholechad yoideya, she eshel itzamtsen, she apilu dafkin ba'ufen, shloya hezek. And it understood that it's very hard to hit a person in a way that he's not going to get hurt. Havalei, it's as if each person was miyayish, umachlu hadadi, and their moichel sha'afim yeru le'echad hezik yimashiyeh. Regardless of what that hezik is going to be, kivan shleim neschavin chaveru lehazikoy. Being that he didn't have intent to hurt him, what he had intent was to win this match. He had intent to win the fight. The halach is he's going to be potter. And Emma says, if you look in the Rosh inside, the Rosh continues and he says, "V'alta tama." You're going to tell me, "Adam mud la'ilam ben shogi ben meizah ben oynas ben rotzen." Says the Rosh, "You know what I'm going to tell you? You know the Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes in Bava Kama daf Dalet Amud Aleph. If somebody was sleeping and he was mazik in his sleep, so the halach is he's potter. And really, the Rishonim speak it out in Bava Kama daf Chavav, where the Rishonim say that Adam mud la'ilam but oynas gomer. You're going to be. So the point is, there are times where Adam mud is not la'ilam. Where sometimes we say there is a concept of even though you're an Adam mazik, you're going to be potter. So Alta Tama says the Rosh, over here you're going to be potter, but it's a different svara. It's not really because of Oynus, because that's not what he's saying. He's not saying Oynus Gomer. He's saying because Kivan this Afku Shneim Berotzoin, each person knows what he's getting himself into. Kiilu Nesyoashu Umachalu Lahadadi. It's as if they were Miyayish and they were Moichal each other. It's interesting that the Ramah in two places brings a related halacha, something very similar. One is a Chayshe Mishpat, a few Simanim earlier. It's in the end of Simen Shinai and Ches. So apparently, once upon a time, there was a minig that the Chassan's friends would come to the Chasana, and by the Kabbalah's punim, they wouldn't just come storming in. They would come on horses. They would be galloping in. That's how they would come. Says the Ramah, Bachrim haroich ven likras, that we spoke out. Bachrim haroich ven likras chasim v'kala. If Bachrim are on horses, and they come likras chasim v'kala, and as they're galloping, fashteitzach, they're all, you know,
Jews don't know how to ride horses. They're all tumbling over each other. And they cause damage. Derech simcha v'shchoik. Being that it was done, derech simcha v'shchoik. V'chein b'shar dover simcha. If you have another example of a dvar simcha, hoyo v'nogu kein p'turah. Being that the minig is to do this, they're going to be potter. So says the Rambam, but being that the minig is to go ahead and phrase it in this way, so each person, when he got on the horse, he understood that he was doing this. This is buyer beware. There was a skull and crossbones. He understood what he was getting himself into. Being that he understood what he was getting himself into, says for that reason, the halacha is, you're going to be potter. The other place the Rambam brings it is in Hilchas Megillah. He's talking about Purim, and the Rambam famously says, v'yesh oimrim, that if somebody hurts his friend, he's going to be potter. So you have the same halach in three places. The Mechaber brings in a Chayshu Mishpat Simen Tof Chof Aleph with regards to two wrestlers. The Ramah brings in a Chayshu Mishpat Simen Tof Ayin Ches regarding the Bachrim that are riding on horses at the Gabalas Panim in the Chasana. And then the Ramah brings it again in Hilchas Megillah in Ayrechayim Simen Tof Reish Tzadik Hei regarding someone that was Mazik his friend by Simchus Purim. Two interesting things. Number one, the Magen Avram in Hilchas Megillah is Mesupik. He says he's not sure if the Ramah only meant this halacha regarding Niske Mammon, or he meant it with regards to Chavola as well. Meaning, it's only true if you break his glasses, but what if you tear his ACL? Are you going to be Potter there too? Or maybe in that case, it's going to be Chavola. But Maisa, the Magen Avram says it's Mestabi, you're going to be Potter, even if your Mazik is Gov. But one thing the Magen Avram...
No, it says Sumo.
Right, in the Mechaber's case. He's discussing in the Ramah, I think. Not in the Mechaber, good point. But the other Ha'ar is that the Magen Avram, and this the Mishnah Berurah brings, and this is the important caveat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, again quoting the Ramah, that the only time this is going to be true, if he did it, Mikoyach Simcha, Avlim Kive Lahazik, if he had a mind to damage, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. And if you were Medayik L'shoyne Yazov Shal Asma, the Sma said the same thing. So the Magen Avram says it in Tof Reish Tzadik Hei, and the Sma says it in Chayish Mishpat Tof Chof Aleph, that the only time you're going to be potter is if we don't assume that there was intent to hurt the person. But if we assume there was intent to hurt the person, you're going to have to go back to instant replay to know. But you're going to have to find out, did he really want to hurt the person? Or did he not really want to hurt the person? So that's going to depend. Halacha L'maisa, are you going to be Chayiv? You're going to be potter. Because this whole tour is only true. You have the commissioner here. The whole tour is only true if you are a mechaber lahazik. But if you are a mechaber lahazik, that's poshut already. In that case, it's poshut going to be chayef. Either way, so you have a very interesting halacha l'maisa discussion over here with regards to two people that are playing ball. Bottom line, you're going to be chayef potter. So the pashtus is, I need the pashtus for sure, you're going to be potter. Now again, the sports today aren't as dangerous as they once were. So back in the day, it was a little... I understand. Back in the day, it was a little bit... It's funny because I was telling my son this morning, I was just talking through the raid with him a little bit, so he tells me, honestly, sports was so dangerous. I said, you ever hear of the gladiators? I mean, literally, the game didn't end until they schlepped the corpse out of the arena. That's what used to go on. But the bottom line is that... I mean, that makes football look good. And then, yeah. Either way. Bottom line, so that's the halacha of it. But I was clearing one shot. This is what I wanted to know. Could you play tackle football? Let's say a person is good enough. He wants to join the NFL. He wants to play tackle football. Is it mutter or is it aser? So I understand you're not going to be chayiv l'chura based on everything that we just discussed. Tof chof aleph, tof ayin ches, tof reish tzadik hei. So that's poshut that you're going to be potter. But there's another problem. You know, Bava Kama 101, right? One of the first things you hear in the Shir Kloli in Bava Kama is that Baruch Ber said, that the Rebbe Reb Chaim said, that this in Hilchas Nezokin, there's two things. Number one, there's the Chayisha Mishpat ask, if I damage you, I have to pay. Or maybe I don't have to pay. And then there's the Isser Mazik. This is Mazik, meaning if my bar damages, my shard damages, my ash damages, in addition to the Chesha Mishpat, there's an Isser Mazik as well. Now, by Chayva B'chamer, that's Pashat that there's an Isser. That's not even a Shaila, but Yosef Ben Yosef. That's obvious. You're not going to hit somebody. If Shliach Bezin gave somebody 40 Malkas instead of 39, he was over, he himself got Malkas. He was over an Isser Dei Raisa. He was over La Yosef Ben Yosef. But the bottom line is that there's an Isser Mazik as well. So it could be these halachas are all with regards to the Chesha Mishpat Shabbai. Meaning in the Chesha Mishpat, you'll tell me that's the Tshuva Sarosh, that's these Ramas, that as long as both parties understand that we're playing a dangerous sport, and there's a chance that you're going to get hurt by playing, so it's for that reason you're going to be pucker. But what about the Isser Mazik? What about the Isser Mazik? Maybe I'm not allowed to hit you. Because you gave me Rishus to punch you in the nose, that means I'm allowed to punch you in the nose. Oh, okay. But that's what you see is also, so that, very good. an excellent raya. But I'll tell you like this. That is, I think, a tzushtel. And again, in kama koymer laharich. But I think a very obvious tzushtel is the ktsoyis in Reish Mem Vav. And the ktsoyis in Reish Mem Vav says a gevaldig chiddush. He says to him himself it was a big chiddush. He discovered this chiddush, learning a shita mekubetzes of perik elu nairis. But either way, the chiddush that he said was that we know that loch is if somebody gives you rishus to damage their krak susi. So what's the loch? A potter. Pasha, the way krak susi works, it works with mechila. So even though usually if I tear your shirt, I have to pay. I'm a mazik. If you tell me rip your shirt, you have to say vihi potter, right? You have to go through the sugyas. But if you say vihi potter, as long as you follow the script of exactly how you need to say it, the loch is that I'm going to be potter. So pashit, the gedder is, if you tell me krak susi and I tear your ksos, I'm a mazik. But whereas ordinarily there's a chiv tashlumin, here there's a ptur in the chiv tashlumin. Krak susi is potter. But the ksos spired from a shita mekubet says, festerate, dvarim nefu, we spoke this out in Elinairis, we spoke this out in Bavakama, a festic ktsois, where the ktsois said that that's not the lomdus. The lomdus is much deeper than that. The lomdus is, the chefts of a mazik is, when I damage you against your will, but the extent that you told me, rip my baguette, it's not a maisa mazik. I'm doing you a favor. I'm actually doing what you asked me to do. The definition of mazik is not I cause damage to your object. The definition of the DNA of a mazik is that I cause damage against your will. To the extent that you told me krak susi, I'm not a mazik. So again, we're holding in those sugis now, but it could be the nafkamina would be with regards to Issa Chavola. If there's a new chiddush over here, that when you give me rishus to damage you, it's not a maisa damage, so it's not a maisa mazik. It could be a bipater, it could be there wouldn't be an Issa mazik either. It could be there'd be no lawyer spanyol. If it's working with mechila, so maybe mechila only works for chiyuv tashlumin. There's a concept of mechila. I don't know if I could be moichel you to punch you in the nose. But if there's a new halacha that I'm not considered a mazik at all, again, oversimplifying it, we're not learning the sugya now, but just a little bit of raid as it relates to that. Just one other aura that I wanted to go back to, and that is the last week. So at the end of the week, before Yom Kippur, we learned the sugya of Kiddush Hashem, the Gimel Averis Chamurois, Esther Befarhes Yehava, and we spoke out that Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld showed me a festive tshuva from the Neidib Yehuda. It's in Yerideya Tinyana Simin Kuf Samach Aleph, where the Neidib Yehuda this brings a tshuva that he says he saw, he's on vacation now, he said he was at a kfar, he didn't have an exam, so he wasn't sure exactly what it was. But Lamaisa, it was a tshuva, he said he thinks from the Beis Yaakov, that's where it's from. Where the Beis Yaakov said a gevaldig chiddush. The case was that there were a group of people that were traveling together in a forest, and Listim wanted to kill them. And there was one woman there, she was an Isha Yafas Toyer Ma'oid, and she was able to seduce the Roish HaListim. She agreed to be nivela to him if it meant saving everybody. And Kachava, she was an Esha Sish, her husband was there at the time, and the Shiloh was sent to the Beis Yaakov. She wanted to know, number one, did I do the right thing? And number two, am I allowed to stay married to my wife? An Esha Sish, that's mezana, my husband. An Esha Sish, that's mezana be-mezit. The halach is, she becomes also the Baila. And the Beis Yaakov paskin, that you want to know if you did the right thing, nothing to talk about, you did the right thing. It's poshut that you did the right thing. But at the same time, you're going to be also a bailo. And what was his precedence? He said, we know, this is Esther. Esther went birotzen to Achashverosh to save Klal Yisrael. Had it not been mutter, she wouldn't have done it. So obviously it was okay. But at the same time, kasher of adati of adati, she became also a bailo. So Beis Yaakov said, what you did is exactly what Esther did. And Esther was praised for what she did. You deserve shvach for what you did as well. But at the same time, unfortunately, it comes with this invoice, kasher of adati of adati, you're now going to be also a bailo. Now, as far as the lomdus, why was Esther allowed to do what she did? And why was this woman allowed to do what she did? So the Bishyosef continued. He said it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's on Hedjanai and Dalam and Beis. The Gemara asked the Kasha Esther Befarhes Yehava. So how was Esther allowed to be Nivela Tachashverosh? Even if you want to tell me it wasn't Gilei Arayis. But Esther Befarhes Yehava. And we know that Befarhes Yehava, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, even for a regular Aver, the Allah is Yehar Gavai Yehava. The Gemara said Esther Karka Oilam Maisa. That a woman's participation in the Maisa Bia is not considered a Maisa. It's Karka Oilam. And the bottom line is, being that it's Karka Oilam, as it relates to Gilei Arayis, there's a svar of karka oilam. Even as it relates to the basic concept of kiddush Hashem, we're all averes yahar gavai yavar. You also have the svar of karka oilam. It's karka oilam. The woman's participation in the bia is not considered a maisa participation, and it's for that reason there's never going to be a halacha of yahar gavai yavar. If it's not yahar gavai yavar for pekuach nefashis, you had a right to do what you did. But at the same time, Esther became also a bayil. It's a separate sugya. And Eishes Ish, that's Mazana Tachas bayil, comes also a bayil. Yum is Mazana Tachas bayil, because for that reason we also a bayil. And the Rebbe Yehuda shries. Rebbe Yehuda says, I don't understand. The Beis Yaakov, I don't agree. I absolutely don't agree. He says, when the Gemara said Esther Karka Oilam Oisah, the Gemara was talking before the Kasher of Adati of Aliti. The Gemara was talking about the first part of the Megillah. The first part of the Megillah where Esther was Nivala Ba'inis, where she was forced to live in the palace together with Achashverosh, where Achashverosh was Ma'anis Esther, because really she didn't want to have anything to do. She didn't want to have anything to do with the Bia. So the whole Bia was done Ba'inis, but the whole Bia was done Ba'inis. There is a Svar of Karka Oilam. But if a woman is going to go knowingly and willingly into a Maisa Bia, even if she's doing it because of some ulterior cheshbin, because of a Koch Nefashis, which is deemed Oinis in Halacha, but at the same time, if the Maisa Bia is not Ba'inis, the Maisa Bia is Berotzen, even if there's an Oinis that's being Ma'anis, the Maisa Bia to take place. But you have to look at the Maisa. The Maisa itself is not being done Ba'inis, being that the Maisa Bia is being done Berotzen, there's no Svar of Karka Oilam. And says the Gemara never said Karka Oilam with regards to the Kasher of Adati of Adati when Esther went in Berotzen. Now, if that's the case, and there's no Karka Oilam, Saja Kushal Duchte, how is Esther allowed to do it? For Esther before Hasiava. So it says in Rabbi Yehuda, you can ask me a Kasha from there. That's not a Kasha. She was doing it to save all of Klal Yisrael. And it could be it was done by Pi Hairas, Mardchai Ubeis Dinoi, Val Pi Ruach HaKodesh. You can't, that's not a, that was never the Kasha. The Kasha was when Esther understood that she can go into Achashverosh and save Klal Yisrael, nobody was going to have a problem with what. This is called Klal Yisrael, the Lashon Rabbi Yehuda is Mehoidovat Kush. Everybody, 127 Medinas she was saving. That was never the Kasha. The Kasha was, how was she ever to leave there in the first place? No one understood in the beginning of the story that's all of Klal Yisrael. This just happened. Later on, they realized but that was something that's developed with time. At the time that Esther went to live with Achashverosh, that wasn't the Cheshbin. It wasn't that Saul's Klal Yisrael. Over there, the Gemara had the same Kasha. How was she ever allowed to get into this marriage in the first place? The Tarek says Esther was Karka Oilam, but later in the Megillah, that has nothing to do with Karka Oilam. Later in the Megillah, Karka Oilam went to help, says the Rebbe Yehuda. Because later in the Megillah, she's doing it Berotz. And if she's doing it Berotzen, it's not going to help. But Ephraim Rudolph, one of our virtual members of the Chabura, so he sent me last night a beautiful Maramakim to this Machloikis, Beis Yaakov and the Rebbe Yehuda. And that is a Gemara Masechtas Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, a classic Gemara. G'doyla Avera Lishma, mi mitzvah Shaloy Lishma. And Avera Lishma is more cheshiv than a mitzvah Shaloy Lishma. You hear what's going on? If a person does an Avera, Schwarz and Weiss Avera, but he does it Lishma, he does it because of some positive impact that's going to come about it. He does it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better than if you do a mitzvah, you do the right thing, but you do it Shaloy Lishma. Great thing, Gemara. When Machin Gaveka mitzvah Shaloy Lishma, as if it's not valuable, even an Avera Lishma is better than it. You see, Shaloy Lishma is very chashuv. Gemara says, you're right. We don't mean that an Aver Lishma is more chashuv than a mitzvah Shalei Lishma, because that would suggest that a mitzvah Shalei Lishma is not chashuv. And we know what we mean is that a mitzvah Lishma or Avera Lishma is equal. It's equal to a mitzvah Shalei Lishma. What's the makar? How do you know that? So says the Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, you learn it from Ya'el. Dechsiv tevorech minoshen Ya'el, eshes chever hakeni, minoshen ba'oyel tevorech. Ya'el was more chashuv, or like the Gemara's amendment, as chashuv, like noshem sheba'oyel. And who were the noshem sheba'oyel? Sara Rivka Rachel Valei. And the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Sheva Bilas Baal Oyser Rasha Baoyser Shah, that Ya'el, she's being praised for being Nivala 7 Bilois with Sisra and Ein Yehudi, and she's compared to the Noshem Ba'ol to Sora Rivka Rachel and Leah. So you see that Ya'el's Avera Lishma is comparable to Sora Rivka Rachel Leah, meaning their mitzvahs Shaloi Lishma. So what's the story of Ya'el? What's the rest of the story? The story is that Ya'el was Eshes Chavra Akeni, and it was a time that the Yidden were fighting with the Kananim. And Sisra, who was the Melech, he was the chief of the Kananim at the time, he was a very bad person, he was a very dangerous man. He's running away, and he ends up at Ya'el's front door. And he asks, is it okay if I stay here? And Ya'el says, it's fine. And then Ya'el realizes who this man is. And if she kills him, we're going to save Klal Yisrael. So what Ya'el did was, she seduced Sisra to do an Aveira with her. And that's this Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Be'ilois. There were 7 Be'ilois. Baal Oisei Rasha Ba'oisei Shah. He fell asleep. She killed him. That's the story of Yael. And Devorah sings Shira on Yael. That's the Shira's Devorah. And the Shira's Devorah says that Yael is so chashuv that she's literally Tevorach minoshim Yael eshes chevra akeni minoshim ba'oil Tevorach. She's like the noshim ba'oil. She's like Sar Rivka Rachaleya, who incidentally the Gemara seems to be suggesting did a mitzvah Shalei Lashma. The question is, what was this mitzvah Shalei Lashma that they did? So the emphasis of this Gemara is also in Yevamos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. And Tosfos over there says that being that they had Hanah B'Shas Tashmish, the Imois did, so it was considered a mitzvah Shalei Lashma. Share Tosfos. But that's what Tosfos says, as opposed to Yael, who the Gemara later says had no Hanah. She did this 100% Lashma. So her Avera, but it was Lishma, is equivalent to the Imahois who did Avera Shalei Lishma. Rashi, the Mefarish over here in Masech Tzadzah, says a different shot. It says that the Imahois told Yaakov to take their Shifchois. It was a mitzvah because there was going to be procreation that was going to come from the Shifchois. But Rashi says, V'loi l'shei mitzvah neschavnu, ela k'deisha meskanoi zubazu. It was all motivated by kinnah. Again, Shver Tosfos is Shver Rashi. But the bottom line is, that's the story of Yaakov. Freit Tosfos Akasha. I don't understand. How was Yaakov allowed to do what she was doing? Oh, she did it because it was a question of saving people, right? That was what this was all about. The problem is, it's Gilai Arayas. If Gilai Arayas is Yehorig of Al-Yavar, Zoktosvis is Poshit. Sanhedrin, $9 in the base. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Esther, Karkoil, my soul. I think that Esther was Karkoil, it's no problem. Freak Rabbi Yaakov Endin. Freak Rabbi Yaakov Endin. I go, Yaivit. Zeloi Hivanti. I don't understand Tosfos. Karkoil, my Shayach, Ela Ba'anusa, Ke Esther. Avil Yaaloi, Hoysa, Mesura, Biat Sisper, Bal Karkoch. When do you say Karkoil? Esther, she was forced to live in Achashverish. She was forced into it. Being that she was forced into it, it's for that reason there's a swar of Karkoil. But over here, she didn't know. You know, this mamish to me, and then I knew the shayla. This was mamish to shayla. The shayla is Esther in the second part of the Megillah, where she goes into Achashverosh Baratzen. At that point, do you have Esther Karka Oyla Moisa? Or in the Beis Yaakov story, where this woman went Baratzen and she was nivela to this man to save everybody, do you have the svar of Karka Oyla? Or do you only have the svar of Karka Oyla in the beginning of the Megillah, where Esther's being forced to live with Achashverosh, where every bia is a maisa bia ba'inus, where the etzem bia is being done ba'inus? Here you have a mefurish of Tosfos, where Tosfos says that Yael would have the svar of Karka Oyla. So if you have the svar of Karka Oyla by Yael, even though Yael went and she did it knowingly, so it's for that. So you're going to tell me maybe Yael was like Esther. She was trying to save.
No, it's a pelot, because Taisa shows it to Prutus and Tzilus. Over here, it's always Prutus.
What? You're saying very good with Prutus. No. The Ksuba is not. All right, 1 second. But I'll just tell you one final Maramachim, we can talk about it afterwards. Just one final Maramachim, and that is on the topic of Yael. The topic of Yael, what came to mind is that the Marik, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. This halacha is brought down, it's not brought down by the Mechaber Ramah, but it's brought down by the Beis Shmuel. So the Beis Shmuel in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, he brings a Marik. If a woman is Mezana Beratzin, Kidei lahatzel nefashis, and she did it to save nefashis, Ku'uv de Esther lachashverosh, Asura lebaila, Kivin shebiya hoya beratzin. The makor to this is the Marik. Now, the Yehuda brings the Marik in that tshuva. But the Marik didn't really help the Noi Deb Yehuda, because the Noi Deb Yehuda was discussing whether it was mutter or whether it was aser. Beis Shmuel and the Marik aren't discussing that. They're just discussing, is she going to be aser labailo, or is she not going to be aser labailo? That was poshit. Even the Beis Yaakov said that she's going to be aser labailo, because the whole makor was aser, and aser said, kasher v'alati yavod, she became aser labailo. But that's the Mefurish of Marik. The Marik already said aser labailo. That already predates the Noi Deb Yehuda and the Beis Yaakov by many, many years. The shaila was, is mutla katchila to do, or is it not mutla katchila to do? But I want to tell you an unbelievable chachma shleima. Says Rav Shleima Kluger, on this gemara, on this halacha right here, on this Beis Shmuel, that quotes the, on this Marik right here, he says as follows. The Ayin of Beis Shmuel, the Shem Marik, the Gamin Zintzel Hatzolas Yisrael Asru Labayla. Hine L'Chayre Muchach Lehepach. Says, I have a raya fakert. And you know what my raya is? Miyal Eishes Chever Akemi. She Mefurish Bekosav. It's Mefurish in the Pasek. Ube Mesechtes Nazar. I guess for those that don't learn Navi. She Sisra Baal Oysakam Apobim. That Sisra was Baaler many times, 7 times. V'loi Nimsa She Nesra Labayla. You don't find anywhere that Yael became Asa Labayla. Adarab. Listen to this. You have to hear every word. I'll try to speak slow. Adarab. Mididaika Devoro Belishna Bahashira. Because Devoro, when she sang Shira, what did she say? Minoshim Baoil Tevoro. Yael Eishes Chever Akeni. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, I'm going to ask you a very subtle dick. V'lama kara oisa Eishes Chever Akeni. U'belimai merzeh. Without saying that, neida al eze ya'el mechuna. Everyone knows which ya'el dvar was talking about. Ki kvar nemat chilo shahoisa Eishes Chever. V'gam muchach dohoye Chever Akeni adayin kai. We know he was still alive. He has rayas from that. Bottom line is, v'lama kara oisa dvar Eishes Chever. Rak l'lamed, she was coming to teach me a halacha. A very lovdish halacha. And that is, dehi adayin eishes chaver. That even after the maisa, she's still eishes chaver akeini. Meaning, umuteres lebailo. He didn't have to divorce her. He brings another ayas. Well, zogt, Shlomo Kluger. You're going to ask me, why is Esther different? Esther, it's before she became also lebailo. So Esther went in, she was nivalo to Achashverosh. Beratzen, she became also a Baila. Kasher avadati avadati. Whereas Yael, Eishes Chever Akeini, who was Nivela to Sisra, Beratzen says, Rav Shlomo Kluger, that she didn't become also a Baila. What's the difference? So he says, the chiluk is like this. The Hasan be Esther, the loy nimshach me'az nus gufa toivas Yisrael. The Yeshua didn't happen from the actual Maises nus. Rak bederech rechayka. What it did was, it set into motion events that eventually was going to save Klal Yisrael. Kal Yidei came Timtzachim be'enav fiyemalim mishaloisa, but even the habes a derech rochoik v'hanoy the osi ma'alma. It's such a grama, the benefit of Klal Yisrael that came about through this ma'isa. V'loy miguf haznus. But over here we say kiven daznus have beratzen that solus Yisrael have anod the osim me'alma v'derech rechayka bezeh nesro avu b'yael b'yael kiven da havi kavanoso lahachlish koychay. The whole purpose of the beer was to weaken him v'liyos yoshein and so that he should fall asleep bezeh havi solus Yisrael miguf haznus v'havi anod the osim migufli Yisrael v'adei have oines mamish u'miteres lebailo v'chiluk zeh nochen u'borer ledina v'doiketev. That's what Shlomo Kluger said. So what's the chiluk between Esther and Yael? The chiluk is that by Esther, it's true there was Atzolos Klal Yisrael, but Atzolos Klal Yisrael came, right? That's what he wants to say. Could be, right? Maybe. He's saying good. Could be. But either way, over there, with Atzolos came Bederech Groma, he just set into motion events that eventually resulted in Atzolos Klal Yisrael. Over there, the halacha was that she was still Mutal Labayla, but she was also Labayla. What?
So let me just finish. I have 12 seconds left.
Very good.